Dear children, in this busy and fast-paced world, time has never stood still even for a moment, but has made a series of remarkable changes. I'm really astonished to look upon the world I created, because it has moved far away from Dharma, thereby forgetting me, the one who sowed the seeds of your life. Clouded with the shroud of ignorance and trapped within the web of technological advancements, you end up living a burdensome life of inevitable sorrows. On hearing your heartfelt cries of grief, I decided to come closer to you, expecting that you may talk to me. Wish me good morning. Instead, you wished your wife. I was waiting for you to share the happenings of the previous day and receive some guidance for the following day. But you were too busy with your morning routines. Too busy in finding the right outfit to suit you, while I patiently waited. I saw you hurrying around and getting things ready for the day, but not once did you utter my name. Yet I waited patiently for you. You got ready for your breakfast. I reminded you of me through the newspaper. But there too, you ignored me, showing great interest in the world around you. After breakfast, I thought you might have some time for me. But no, you got busy searching for your belongings. Still, I waited, but noticed that you went to see off your wife and kid. Then you seemed to have some time for yourself. I thought, at least now you would talk to me. I felt happy when I saw you nearing me. Was your mobile, which grabbed your attention. It was unfortunate that you forgot, not just me, but also the traffic safety rules. You kept driving while answering your call. I wished you to reach safely. At least now, before you started your work, I thought you might think of me. I waited. But then, you got engaged in your work. You focused on business activities, meeting your clients, handling problems. thereby lost your patience as well. Yet, I waited patiently. During lunchtime, when you entered the dining hall, I saw you noticed one of your staff talking to me. On seeing them, I thought you would remember me at least then, or before you started having your meal. I expected you to talk to me, but even then I was ignored. Not only me, but also the food that was served for you. That's all right. Your day is not yet over. I am anxiously waiting. As you leave the office, when you stopped at the traffic signal, you could have spoken to me. But sadly, you didn't. Back home, I thought you may have some free time. But it seemed you had lots of things to do. Then, I understood that it was the game that kept you so occupied. After that, I thought you would set aside some time for me, but again, I waited. You turned on the TV. Unsure about what to watch, you spend a good amount of time every day flipping through the channels. I still waited patiently until you finished your dinner in front of the TV. And now it is bedtime. I watch you comfort your children goodnight when they are fast asleep. At least now, will you come to me? When you lay wide awake in your bed, reading, just to get sleep, at least then? No, you fell asleep. I know you had a busy day. You must be really tired. That's all right. I wished to make you realize that a little time spent with me could ease out your life and bring in a world of happiness. You are my child. I love you, even though you ignore me. Yes, you had a long day with a whole bundle of activities, and you gave your precious time to everyone else except to me. Keeping close to me would put your life in the right perspective. You would be filled with greater confidence, tranquility, and patience. Life would be even better and peaceful. That's what would happen when there is conversation between you and me. However, it is impossible to have a one-sided conversation. So, talk to me, my child. We'll be right back. love you so much. You can talk to me anytime. But just talk to me. Sweet child, for many births, you have been searching for me. Now, I, the God, am searching for you, my child. Know the significance of this precious moment.